gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. Guaranteed to take out urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor. I use it. I guarantee it works. SCOE10X.com. SCOE10X.com. Check it out. You can only get it on their website. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS in the proper box and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, the end of September, trip to Italy. Join me through Colette Tours, 800-581-8942. Booking number 1382-009. You can find the information at talkinpets.com. No G in the talking, by the way. And this is Talkin' Pets.
Get up, Grandpa. You know we're on daylight saving time.
Yeah, get up. That's all I hear here lately. For years and years, folks have got along with an old grandfather's clock. Or just a common old sundial sitting out on a block. And then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch, it was fine. Then along came a man who ruined us all with daylight saving time. Well, I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up this daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was a-going fine. But I guess he's hid and won't come out. He knows he's out of line. Well, I get up late, I have to wait, can't keep it straight. Who did he hate? I mean the man who first thought up daylight saving time. Argue that they've gained an hour of light by moving all the clocks around, but I can't see they're right. The sun still rises just the same and sets just as before. If they'd rise 60 minutes early, maybe they'd have an hour more. So why not leave the clocks alone so folks won't be confused? Let them hit the floor an hour before if it's daylight that they choose. So I hope I find the man who thought of daylight saving time. If he will prove why the clocks will move, then I'll admit it's fine. I've twisted my old clock around till it ain't worth a dime. I'm a-losing sleep, I'm a-counting sheep. I get up late and I miss the date. Couldn't get there in a Cadillac 8, but try as they will, they'll never gain the daylight saving time.
And once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. That is the number to give us a call and talk about your pets, 818-818-6401. Jasmine, how are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you over there, Miss Lexi?
I've been better.
Yeah, well.
My car is falling apart.
Oh, no.
My heated seats are stuck on my driver's side only.
Oh,
so that was a really fun drive here, and I'm really looking forward to driving home.
She's got a hot behind.
It's my not butt. Even that.
my butt.
It's not even that old.
It's 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty old, yeah. I got it.
I didn't even know it was 10 years old. Wow.
Yeah, I got it right before I had Carson.
New. Yeah, it doesn't.
Thanks.
New.
I've been taking good care of it. Yeah, it's 10 years old. But and then, so I'm hyper aware that my seats might catch on fire is how I'm feeling because of the heated part is stuck on. And then a rock hit my window and cracked my windshield.
So. Oh, my gosh.
It's a big crack, too.
It's a big crack, too.
You know, Mercury is retrograde. It means that there's a lot of things that come with that.
Well, it can get back into grade right now.
So, actually, in the state of Florida, you can get a free windshield. So
yes, I know.
That's the one thing good about it. But you have to have a car insurance.
Can't you take the fuse out of the...
Yes. Okay. My husband's going to do that tomorrow because we're going to St. Pete because we're going to go see the capybaras. So I'm super excited for that. My stepdaughter's coming down, so we're doing it for her 13th birthday.
Yeah, okay. There's a cafe here in our area, and I'm sure there's more of them around the country. I would imagine that you can go and eat, and there's capybaras.
I don't know about the eating. That sounds extremely unsanitary,
yeah, it does.
And I don't think that you are allowed to serve food like that.
But I think you eat away from them.
I have no idea.
I think. That's what I remember seeing. So I could be wrong.
I don't think that we're going to eat there, but we're definitely going there. We're going to feed them, and you get like 30 minutes or whatever to like feed them and pet them. And there's other friends, too. There's
cool.
No promises that what the other friends will be, but I'm excited.
That's what they said?
Yeah, other friends for the capybara.
But they said there's no guarantee on what... They don't know what they might have.
Well, it's just what they bring out that day. Because they have, like, lemurs and, like...
I know,
have, like,
I
little
go.
Foxes. Yeah, they have
we
a whole bunch.
Go.
Of...
Yeah,
we should all get together and go sometime.
I should bring a purse big enough to fit a lemur in it.
Mm-hmm.
Does money go towards, like, like, the money? Does it go towards, like, the animals or towards organization?
Right? I have no idea. I don't know much about it. I just had seen it online and
that's
so
what
I told my
know.
Mom about it.
I want to know if it goes towards, like, wildlife or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I can look it up.
But on that note, you heard daylight savings time is here. So do you guys agree with daylight savings time, making it a permanent rather than like
which one do
spring
you want
ahead,
to be
fall behind?
Which one do you want to be permanent? Fall behind or spring forward?
Do you want to get dark earlier or
I kind of like having more light because I can get more work done. But then I kind of like having dark because then I don't have to force myself to go out there and do yard work. So it's like... I don't know. I mean, one or the other.
You
but
still get the same amount of time
thank
during
you.
The day.
I was going to say, you have the same amount of daylight time regardless. The time
I guess
is
it's a work
different.
Thing, though. I work till 5:30, 6 o'clock all the time. So it's like, you know, it can't do anything if it's dark at that point. But, you know, if it stays brighter till 8 o'clock at night, 8:30, then I can go out after work and do some yard stuff. So I do kind of like that idea.
I like it being dark later because, like, you know, in the summertime, you want to go to the beach and stuff like that.
And that means it's brighter earlier.
But that's not the true time. That was added. This fallback is the actual time.
Yeah.
And then we changed it, and I guess it's more for, like, farmers to do farm work so they have more daylight during the summer to do more farm
work.
John
has a farm.
But
I do, pretty much, yeah.
I hate the time change. I hate spring forward. I hate losing an hour. It's I can easily wake up at 6:30, but when it used to be 5:30, no.
Yeah,
way.
My girls are pumping out eggs like a machine, like a lottery.
Springtime.
Yeah, it's I got like 4 dozen of eggs from my chickens in there. I highly recommend getting, like, if you're a suburbanite and you're allowed to have chickens, they're so easy to take care of. And they are very pettish. They follow you around
they
the yard.
You and they
yes,
like to interact with
everything.
You.
I mean, they're just like having a pet.
Well, they are pets.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, for me, they are. But, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't eat them.
No.
But I do eat their eggs. And their eggs are really good, for one thing. But the other thing is that they really have been laying a lot. And the weather does predict. It does play on them. When it's too cold, they don't want to lay. When it's too hot, they don't want to lay. But when the weather is just right,
then they're like,
lots
it's
of
time.
Eggs. But it's a big thing now. And you'll see in your pet stores now where they have chicken aisles where you go in and you can buy.
A lot of people have gotten chickens, you know.
Well, because you don't know. I mean, when eggs were so expensive, you could just go in your backyard and take them out of the, you know, the hutch.
Would you eat duck eggs?
No.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends.
I heard they're good.
She got ducks and she's like, I can give you some duck eggs. No, thank you. I don't think I want to try those.
They're eggs.
Yeah,
they're just
I would
big.
Be weirded out about it. She said the color's different of the yolk and all that. I don't want
to. I never had a duck egg. I don't think I want to.
My uncle had ducks. I don't eat eggs, but I've seen them and I've been told that they taste just like a regular egg.
Well, if anybody out there is listening and you have ducks and you've eaten duck eggs, let us know what you think of it.
because heartier or something. Like it has.
It's
like
supposed
more
to be more. Yeah, more nutritious.
But... Have you ever had a quail egg? Because those are really small,
no,
and they're supposed to
I don't
be
eat
even
that
more.
Either.
Well, that's like my bantam
more
chicken
protein.
Is a small chicken. She lays those small eggs. I know I've given you those small eggs before.
Yeah, I have
they're,
a confession.
They're slightly bigger than a quail egg.
I have a confession. I feed those to my dog because I don't want to eat those.
Really?
Not the little ones. No, I'm weirded
do
out.
You
about
do it,
it
raw or do you cook it?
Cook it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm hearing different stories
I
about
boil them.
Feeding raw eggs are not a good thing. You should
well,
cook them.
Yeah, I boil them. I don't eat raw eggs.
Well, in this day and age, raw is probably not good with bird flu and everything like that, so you're
yeah.
better off cooking. Hey, pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. If you've got a training question or a behavior question, is your dog freaking out because of the daylight savings shine or your cat? Let us know. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
It ain't worth a dime. I'm a losing sleep. I'm a counting sheep. I get up late and I miss the date. Couldn't get there in a Cadillac 8. But try as the will, they'll never be.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sites await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost health care coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare.
This is the Marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you,
call 800-895-8120. That's 800-895-8120.
Zoos and aquariums across the country are helping wildlife beyond their gates. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums has awarded $65,000 in grants to support 13 community conservation projects across the United States. The funding will help local groups restore native habitats, plant pollinator gardens, clean up rivers and coastlines, and improve environment for wildlife in both urban and rural communities. The grants are part of the AZA's annual Party for the Planet campaign, which runs from Earth Day through World Ocean Day. The initiative encourages families, schools, and communities to take part in hands-on conservation projects that benefit animals and ecosystems. AZA officials say that community programs play an important role in protecting wildlife by engaging people directly in conservation work close to home. Supporters say it's a reminder that protecting animals isn't just something that helps in distant wildlife areas. It can start right in your own neighborhood. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also listen on pound 250 on your smartphone, Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and also on our website, talkinpets.com. By the way, Matt says that up there in Pennsylvania, chickens are popular in the backyards, but they do like the roosters, but he brought up a point that roosters can be mean. First of all,
they're territorial.
Extremely. Not so much territorial of their hens.
There's roosters that are territorial of their property.
I haven't seen, I've had roosters, but I had to get rid of them because of the fact that we're not allowed to have them.
Yeah.
Like in suburban areas, they're just way too loud. And I'll agree with that. Like the sun comes up and outside my bedroom window is, you know, the cooing. It's not even cooing. It's not anything you want to wake up to. You want to wake up with a... Maybe... No, I won't say it. But the thing is that I know when I had a rooster and with the hens, if ever... Like, if you rub on a hen's back, they'll just squat down and they'll enjoy it. I don't know if it's a sexual thing.
It is.
Or if it's just feels
like
good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a sexual thing as well. But anyway, you do that and they do that. But when the rooster sees you do that to them, he will come over and pluck out your eyes.
He's pushing up on his woman.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you're not moving in on my territory. But they can be mean. Very mean. And like I said, a lot of areas don't allow them because they're too noisy.
Yeah.
But I do highly recommend getting hens. The eggs are good. You get eggs every day almost, and depending on how many you have.
They eat bugs from your yard.
Right. And you do have to check with your with what city you're in and the guidelines, basically, because you might only be able to have a couple of chickens. So if you think you're going to get 10, 20, 30 chickens, that's not necessarily going to happen because... You know, of the, you know, whatever area, whatever city or county that you might be in your area.
Yeah.
So, but I do really do. I enjoy my chickens. Sometimes they get on my nerves. I got to do more videos.
Yes, you do.
Because they just, when I open up their gate, it is like horses that just come charging at you. They all come gushing out of the hutch. And the weird part is they know that, like, I spoil mine. I give them some grapes, and I give them blueberries and stuff like that. Celery, lettuce. I mean, a lot of stuff. Carrots.
You feed them like they're your pets.
Pretty much. They eat better than I do. And they're chickens. Maybe that's why their eggs are so good, though. but, you know, but having chickens, so, I mean, it just, you don't have to go to the grocery store all the time
and
buy
them. What made you get
chickens? When I was a kid growing up in Pennsylvania, I always wanted them. And I didn't know if we were allowed to have them where I lived in Scranton, Pennsylvania. But I always wanted them as a kid. I don't know why. Maybe it was like waking up and watching Lassie and all the other things and the shows on TV.
Little House on the Prairie.
Exactly. They always had chickens. So I was like, I want chickens. And my parents would never let me get them. So all of a sudden, I was here where we do the show from in Tampa, Florida. And next thing I know is the county allowed where I live to have chickens. So I thought, maybe. And then when my neighbors got them, I was like, oh, that's it. I'm getting some. And I discovered that they're not super expensive if you stick to their own diet. I mean, granted, I do feed them a better diet.
You don't just feed chicken feed. Some
right.
people get, like, the cheap chicken feed. But
right.
I heard that you can tell by the color of the yolk, like, if the chickens are eating a balanced, healthy diet. My grandmother loves the eggs. Actually, I've been giving the eggs to my grandma the last few times because she said that that's what eggs are supposed to look like, and that's what they looked like when she grew up on farms.
Well, then I've got 2 dozen for you today. You can give her a dozen. You can keep a dozen.
Okay.
Because I do have a lot of eggs.
You get eggs, and you get
eggs. You get eggs. Wish it was a car, but Lexi.
Right.
But anyway, that's our chicken story there. But if you are going to get them, I highly recommend it. They're not expensive, and they're easy to take care of, and they're pretty cool because you can train them.
Let the games begin.
This is Name That Animal Sound, and if you know what creature makes this sound, then you can pick out a prize of your choice. We have the SCOE 10X, the Odor Eliminator, which I highly recommend. If you've won it once before in your home or whatever, you can only do one. But we do have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus, Daily Probiotic, and Daily Multivitamin. We also have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in Black, Orange, or Red. We do have the CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. It's a reptile CD. It's not a murder CD. And it's a music CD. He sings and has a band. Also, we have the Starbucks handle, the Morgan Wallen keychain, the Kansas City ink pen, and the Best Is Yet to Come badge holder from Silly Beads by Kayla. We have a book called Playing Possum, How Animals Understand Death. And we have two calendars for 2026, which we're in. One is a tiny hippo calendar, and the other one is tiny frogs. So those are your choices if you know what creature this is. What creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Play the game, win something. This is Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401. Are you nearly maxed out in your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Elite Treats of Boca Raton, Florida, is recalling one lot of its Elite Treats chicken chips for dogs, 6-ounce bags due to potential salmonella contamination. The affected product comes in a black and gold bag marked with lot number 24045 and an expiration date of April 2027. It was distributed through Florida Hardware to feed stores in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Salmonella can cause illness in both pets and people. Dogs that consume contaminated treats may experience lethargy, diarrhea, sometimes bloody, fever, vomiting, decreased appetite, and abdominal pain. In people, salmonella can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and fever with young children, the elderly, and immune-compromised individuals at higher risk for serious complications. No illnesses have been reported so far. The issue was discovered during third-party lab testing of a related unreleased lot. Consumers are advised to stop using the affected treats immediately. Dispose of them safely and thoroughly, wash hands, and sanitize any surfaces or bowls that came into contact with the product. Refund or replacement information is available by contacting the company directly. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Thank you.
Wild horses and burros roaming around America's public lands are getting continued protection through a newly approved federal funding package. The legislation includes $144 million for wild horse and burro management programs overseen by the Bureau of Land Management. Animal advocates say the funding also maintains important protections and that prevent these iconic animals from being sold for slaughter. Wild horses are considered living symbols of the American West, and the program funded through the legislation helps provide population management, habitat care, and veterinary support. Supporters say the funding ensures humane treatment, while also balancing the need for wildlife, public lands, and local communities. Conservation groups say protecting wild horses helps preserve an important part of America's natural heritage for future generations. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my own Studley Roy.
Once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open. Jasmine's in the house to answer your behavior questions and your training questions about your pets. But we also have this animal sound. What makes that sound? Now, I'll give you a hint. Their fur is white in order to absorb the heat from the sun to keep them warm. Their fur is white in order to absorb the heat from the sun to keep them warm. What creature is it? 818-818-6401. The lines are open, and Sydney is there. And on Facebook Live, Ruckus thinks it's his constipated ex. Can I say that too?
Ruckus is my friend. Hey, Ruckus.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And I could take the answer from Facebook Live, but I'd rather people call. So call us if you think you know what it is. 818-818-6401. I think I gave a pretty good hint.
Yeah.
Lexi, you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
No. Was it because of the hint?
No. I figured that's what my first guess was, and then when you said that, it confirmed what I was thinking.
We're going to go out to Coos Bay and Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Good to hear from you. So what do you think it is?
Well, with the white fur, I think it's a polar bear.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Yay.
I was going to say that they have black skin and see if you got it from that, but I don't know. I thought I'd go with the absorb the sun for heat kind of thing. So, but you got it. What do you want to go with? Something you haven't won before. If you haven't won the SCOE 10X, I highly recommend it.
No, I think I like the bowl, the traveling bowl.
Do you want, I have it in red, I have it in black, and I also have it in orange.
I'll go with orange for the Oregon beavers.
There you go. Go Beavers!
Thank you.
Thanks, Carolyn. Stay on the line and speak with Sydney so I can get your address, and we'll ship you out the orange collapsible Talking Pets bowl coming out to you.
Beavers are so cute. Have you ever seen? I have not seen the movie, but I want to. Zombievers.
What beavers?
Zombievers. It's zombie beavers.
Oh, no.
You know
what?
I saw
movie?
That.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like a bee horror movie.
Oh.
Like a bee rate. It's like
gotcha.
A,
okay.
I saw it somewhere. Was it on Netflix or something?
I have
or?
No idea.
I don't remember where I saw it, and I was like, I don't know.
I mean, looks bad. Like,
yeah, but you know what was really good?
I love
good?
A good bad movie.
Like Mars Attacks bad?
Yeah, kind of like that.
I liked Mars Attacks.
What?
I did. I liked that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was quirky but
it
funny.
It was so lame.
I like that one too. But I love a good bad. I love a good B movie.
Okay.
Like
so,
a really good just off.
If you want to see rabid beavers, like what about a cocaine bear?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we watched that in the movie theater.
I love Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, it's similar. I think that it's like a similar feeling to like that kind of movie.
Okay.
But it
was
it's a horror movie. But
Elizabeth Banks did that movie, Cocaine Bear, and she did a great job. I like Elizabeth Banks. And she's on that game show, too, that I like as well. Yeah, I thought it was good, the Cocaine Bear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was kind of scary.
I haven't seen it.
Very bloody and gory, but also very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't.
And it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that together worked, and that's one thing. I mean, I laughed. Was it me and you that went to the screening?
I thought we did.
Yeah, we might have.
I might have went with my
because I laughed a lot. Like
yeah,
in the theater.
I think we watched it together.
But then we were gored out actually in some of the parts. Cause,
yeah.
They, but it was good. 818-818-6401 818-818-6401 Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401 That is the number to call with your pet questions. And so we want to talk to you. If you've got a training question or a behavior question, Carolyn just won because the answer was polar bear. But 818-818-6401, this is Talkin' Pets. Pet rats rescued and are looking for homes. Reporting for Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch. Animal shelters in Massachusetts are asking for help after rescuing more than 160 pet rats from a single home. The large surrender happened when a pet owner became overwhelmed caring for the animals. Shelter staff say rats are often misunderstood, but actually make excellent pets. They're intelligent, social, and very clean animals. Many of the rescued rats have already been adopted or transferred to partner shelters, but dozens still need homes. The rescue organization says the situation highlights the importances of responsible breeding and pet population control. For those willing to give them a chance, shelter workers say rats can become affectionate and entertaining companions. For Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm John Patch. So, a lot of people like rats. I remember I was at Westminster, and Ada, a good friend of mine, she would dress rats. She made clothing for rats. She was on David Letterman. That's when I first saw her. And I was like, this is crazy. And then she came on my show in New York City, and I was like, how do I know you? Before she came on the show, the first time I was going to meet her. And I was like, I know you. And then all of a sudden, she pulled a rat out of her pocket, and I was like, oh, you're the rat lady that makes the clothing for rats. So,
he's the rat lady.
Have you ever seen Dinner for Schmucks?
Yes.
Where he does taxidermy rats and all the cute little different positions.
Is that real?
I assume the taxidermy is real, yes. I do assume that.
No, I don't think I'd want that.
There's a lady on...
Taxidermy is real.
You know, I know hunters. My brother, I hunted in my life, too, until I was 21 and I give it up. But my brother hunts, and when I go to his house, my brother Ed, I'll go down in the basement, we'll watch TV or whatever, and then there's all these heads on the wall.
I don't like that.
And it's like, I wonder what it would be like. Do deer actually have little homes that they have human heads hanging on the wall?
Well, they don't hunt humans, so probably not.
Well, I mean, there has been instances that where, you know, a deer ran by and the hunter shot himself instead of the deer.
Oh.
So maybe that's some way of getting back, but...
I just watched a dirt bike person get plowed into by a deer, and they went flying off their dirt bike.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a video. I didn't actually see it in real life.
He didn't hit the deer. The deer hit him.
The deer hit him. Yeah, he was hurt, and he was like, oh.
Actually, that's how most of the, like, where I grew up in Virginia, the deer are hit. Yeah, they're like running into your car.
No, I've hit a deer once before and took off the whole front of the car. So, but the deer died. Anyway.
On that note,
I have a sister that for years she had rats, and she said that they were like dogs.
No, my friend April's daughter Haley had rats, and she loved them.
They like to urinate on you to claim you as their
person. Isn't that special? No. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Are there rat diapers?
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi friends, this is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. That's 800-474-9528.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. That's 800-631-0976.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Go Raw. Get your mind out of the gutter. They have expanded its February 17, 2026 voluntary recall to include two additional lots of Quest cat food chicken recipe frozen products due to potentially low levels of thiamine, which is vitamin B1, an essential nutrient for cats. The newly added lots, Best Buy 517-2027, which is MCD-25350, and MCC-25321, Best Buy 616-2027. Confused yet? You can read the story at TalkinPets.com. They're sold nationwide in beige, that's right, beige, two-pound Ziploc bags with a purple stripe. That's fashionable. The company had already recalled its Quest chicken recipe freeze-dried 10-ounce bags. You ready? Lot number C25288, Best Buy, October 15th, 2027. Low thiamine levels can lead to deficiency in cats over time, causing early symptoms like decreased appetite, vomiting, weight loss, and salivation. Doing that right now. In advanced cases, neurological issues such as wobbly walking, head drooping, vision problems, and seizures may occur. When treated promptly, the condition is typically reversible. After discovering the issue in early February, Go Raw launched an internal investigation and has halted sales of all Quest products until the thiamine issue is resolved. Retailers have been instructed to remove affected products, and replacement inventory is expected to reach stores by mid-March. Consumers are advised to stop feeding the recalled products and return them for a refund or replacement. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Coughing dog, going through last week's trash. Open the fridge, cold food. My stomach pain is related to you. Diamond animal on cheese, curdled milk. Nothing's in season. Nothing's in season. Expired cereal tastes stale. The smell just makes me ill.
I'm sick of eating bad food. I'm sick from eating bad food. I'm sick of eating bad food. I'm sick from eating bad food.
You know, it's funny because I have three cats at home, three rescue cats, and I have one outside. The one outside does not like beef, cat food.
Oh.
And the ones inside, my three cats inside the house, they don't like chicken. They love the salmon. They love the tuna. They'll even eat turkey. But they don't like the chicken for some reason.
Maybe they know something we don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
So, you'll wonder why we don't hear anything more about bird flu with chickens.
Think about this. Okay, the one outside, she's feral, right?
Yep.
Okay, she doesn't like beef. In nature, she wouldn't be hunting down a cow and eating it.
I'd like to see that, though.
She could, however, hunt down a chicken catch True. Fish, right? So I think it's maybe it's just more natural for them. Maybe
that's a good point.
My dog is picky.
And maybe these guys won't eat chicken because we have pet chickens outside.
They know I don't eat them, so they won't eat them either.
I don't know. But we never know what is going on with them. But the fact that all three of them won't eat it.
Well, I really do think that cats, if there's aliens on this planet, I think they're in the body of cats. I really do believe
parrots.
That.
I asked my parrot, the parrot that I had, I asked her if she was an alien. She started laughing and said, yeah. I was like...
Because in her mind, she's like, my pet parent is insane.
Right? I was like, that was an interesting response, Alice.
What were you going to say, Lex?
My dog is so picky. I saw a video of someone pretending to cook the dog food. Uh-huh. Like, they'll take it and, like, pretend to chop it up. And I want to see that and see if she eats it, because she'll, like... At the end of the day, she'll finally be like, okay, I guess I'm going to eat dog food. And then, like, she'll take one piece and then bring it to the living room and eat the one piece.
What does she eat instead?
Nothing. Treats. Food that I feed her because I'm terrible.
Oh, yep, yeah. See, that's it. That's it. The kids and between the kids and you. Usually dogs that live with children, you know.
Yeah, she wants better stuff.
I accidentally dropped my food on the floor and she got it.
Yeah.
Hey, she's waiting for something better.
Before we close out the hour, don't forget, spring ahead, daylight savings time.
Boo.
So at 2 a.m., right? Which is typically Sunday.
No, technically there's no 2 o'clock. Yeah, it's Sunday morning, and it goes from 1:59. You can watch it on your clock. It's super duper cool. And it'll go to 3 o'clock.
So we lose an hour of sleep, but we gain
nothing.
An hour
we gain
of light.
Nothing but misery and tiredness for months and months and months. My body never recovers.
There's the voice of doom.
Especially when you have kids.
It's
to go
awful.
To school.
Time for bed. It's so light outside. It's 9 right. o'clock.
Right.
No, that is bed. True. That is. It's hard to go to sleep when it's light out.
Yeah.
I find that as well.
Well,
and
how
I'm
do you
old.
Think the people in Alaska feel when it's bright outside? Somebody was telling me they have to have blackout curtains.
Yeah.
And
I've heard that.
You have to train your body.
Because it's light 24/7.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would drive me insane.
I couldn't do that.
I don't know how they do it. But
well, then when, they get paid. Then when it's dark for the period of time, people get really depressed because like the sun just doesn't come out.
They get paid to be there, so.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know, you're right about that. The darkness, for some reason, does bring out depression. I remember when I lived up north,
tired.
And it was always so gray. It was like, it was just, you know?
That's how I felt about Cleveland. Cleveland was just gloomy.
No, there goes our Cleveland station.
Oh. It's okay. Both of my parents are from there.
There you go.
They're agreeing with her right now. They're like, yep.
Yep.
It's gloomy here, all right.
Even the strange guy in the corner thinks so. He's here every weekend.
I think only you can see him.
Yeah, I see him. It's over your shoulder right now. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. But once again, like I said, we're always same pet time, same pet channel on your favorite radio station. And so we always look forward to hearing from you and playing a game or two. But, you know, you got to call with your questions, unless you just think we're crazy, which we are.
But you can still call.
Yes, fine. That's true, too. But Jasmine, where can they find you off the radio?
JasmineTheDogTrainer.com. However, my website is currently under construction, so you won't be able to access my website until Monday.
Until Monday. Okay. But JasmineTheDogTrainer.com.
Yes.
And don't forget, check out TalkinPets.com, our website with the show. There's a lot of information on there, as well as movie reviews and other stuff. And join our social media family at TalkinPetsRadio. Bye for now. Spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population.
Expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she will put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. If you are looking to get those odors out of your house, your car, your office, you're anywhere, you want to go with SCOE 10X. And you can only get it on their website at SCOE10X.com. And it's only like $19.95, so go get it. You want to have it in your house, because smells smell, and this takes it out. It kills it. And don't forget, also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog that they'll love. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And if you have a bucket list and it's to go to Italy, that is my bucket list. Departing on September 30th, this year, Italy. And it's through Colette Tours. Call for information at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382009, or go to talkinpets.com and the information's there. This is Talkin' Pets. Listening to Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
That is the music from the movie The Bride. And you thought that music was a little off-cuff and a little weird? You want to see The Bride.
The movie's weird?
It's so good.
It's Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah, no. In the movie The Bride? No.
I thought it was.
It's Jesse Buckley plays the bride. And Megan Gyllenhaal, Jake Gyllenhaal's sister, actually wrote it and directs it. And it's so sometimes off the cuff that it's so fascinating. I highly recommend it. It's violent. It's kind of like Frankenstein and the Bride meet Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, but it's really good, and it's different. So if you're going to the movies, by the way, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you
you're not entertained, so he's asking us. But I assure you, we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in this pile of sadness, and my shoes are all checked. Always making to my seat, no time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit. We're going
to the movie. So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week, which, rightfully so, Scream 7. $74 million in its opening week, and I think it should have made more. Actually, for being number seven, it was really good. We went to go see it on a Friday night. I went with friends, and I was surprised how good it was. And, you know, it has a little twist and turn here or there, but I really enjoyed it. I mean, for being number seven especially. But it's well done. Go check it out, Scream 7. No animals that I can recall in that movie. But Goat, tons of animals in that animated film. It made $77 million in 3 weeks so far. It's kind of increasing more and more people going to see it.
My mom took the kids to see it.
And?
She said it was cute.
Yeah. Did the kids like it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard.
They didn't really say anything too much about it. My mom said that, like, it was good for gender equality was, like, the message behind it.
And I heard it was cute. That's the one thing that I was getting from it. But number three, Wuthering Heights. I never got to see $74 million for that one in 3 weeks. 21 Pilots, more than we ever imagined. $4.3 million in one
Sorry.
Week.
Did you see that one?
No, but I don't watch anything with... all these artists make like their behind the scenes stuff.
I don't know. Like, okay. I don't even know if I would like that one.
I didn't know that that's what that was.
21 Pilots is a band.
Gotcha.
Epic Elvis Presley in concert actually did okay. $9.1 million in 2 weeks. Not a lot of money, but it's pretty good for, you know, Elvis, who died at the age of what, 40 or something like that. And he's been gone for quite a while. But people are still going to check him out. But I did, like I said, I did get to screen two movies, actually, and one was from home, the other one was in the theater, and I did get to screen the one that I did go see, which I told you about, The Bride. It's Warner Brothers. They do a really good job on it. Christian Bale plays Frankenstein, which, if you know anything about Christian Bale, I got to meet him years ago out in L.A., and he really flows into the role.
I love Christian Bale. He does a great Batman.
And he did. I liked him as Batman. And he does a good job as Frankenstein, being Frankenstein, also being a little bit more, mm-hmm. you know, modern kind of. And then, but I'll tell you, if Jessica, I think it's Jessie Buckley is her name. I don't know if it's Jessica or Jessie. She's new to me.
Jessie, I just looked it
Jessie?
Up.
Jessie? Yeah, she deserves an Oscar nod. Unbelievable how she is in this movie. No animals other than the people themselves, but it's really good. Go check it out. Dolly, didn't hear too much about it. I screened it at home. It's kind of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre on that kind of realm. It's a horror film where I think it was a woman... Come to think of it, I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure it was a woman wearing a doll mask. And she likes to kill people with the shovel and everything else.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
And Sean Scott, what is it? Sean, the one from Apple Pie movies. Sean William Scott.
Apple,
that's it.
American
Sean William Scott.
Pie?
American Pie.
Okay.
Yeah, what did I say? Apple Pie?
He said, yeah.
Yeah, American Pie. Thanks for that correction. But Sean William Scott is in that movie. And it's a little quirky. It's a little overboard. Some of the effects, I mean, they're done. It's done well. I mean, effects wise and everything. But there's a couple of things that were like a little gory. I don't know if, you know. And basically, this doll woman gets this one girl, makes her act like a doll. And when she doesn't, she hurts her.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a violent movie. But it's a horror film. And it's like one of those true
Mommy
horror
knows
films.
Best.
It's true.
Yeah. It's, No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you said true. Okay, you said true.
I said like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which was a true story.
Oh.
The original. I did my first college paper on that movie, actually. I got an A, comparing it from the way it looked in a movie to actually happening in real life.
Oh, wow.
And,
I didn't know that that was a true
That was
story.
My first college paper. And, yeah, and I got an A on it, which was pretty good. But Texas Chainsaw Massacre was real. That did happen to these people. One woman survived. That's how they told the story.
Wow.
But the other ones were cut up with chainsaws and so on and so forth. But wow. Y'all know that. But if you want to, you can read my reviews at talkinpets.com, TALKINPETS.com, talkinpets.com. And for the person that wants to call You can actually, you don't even have to come on air with this if you don't want to. But if you want to call, and if you remember who Lexi and I talked about, who plays Frankenstein in Bride, who, what actor plays Frankenstein in Bride? If you were paying attention, just call 818-818-6401. Sydney will see the lines light up. She'll pick one. And if that's the one she picks, you're a winner of SCOE 10X. But you could not have won it before. Has to be first time. So, but it's yours if you know who the actor is. Just tell Sydney, or if you want to come on air, 818-818-6401. This is some of the music from the movie Dolly. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica, experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-716-3969. That's 800-716-3969. 800-716-3969 now, before the offer ends.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
research is helping conservationists better understand the challenges animals face when returning to the wild. Scientists studying rescued slow loralies, small nocturnal primates native to Southeast Asia, tracked several individuals after they were released back into the natural habitats. The study revealed that survival rates can be affected by unexpected factors such as territorial conflicts with wild animals already living in the area. While the results highlight the difficulties of reintroducing animals to the wild, researchers say the findings are extremely valuable. By understanding the risks, wildlife rehabilitation centers can improve release strategies, choose better habitats, and prepare animals more effectively before returning them into the wild. Conservationists say every lesson learned helps improve future efforts to protect endangered species and ensure rescued animals have the best possible chance of survival. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Wild thing,
think
I love you,
but I wanna know for sure. Come on.
I haven't even had a drink yet. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk to you. I'm happy, though. I got my teeth. 818-818-6401. I could chew now. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Coming on with us in about 10 minutes or so, maybe 15. Lexi, 10, 15? Around there. Hadley Joe is going to be joining us. She's one of the youngest country singers out there. She's 18. And we're going to play one or two of her songs, and she's got a new one coming out. It's going to be released on March 20th, I believe it is. I know I got two dates here. One is the 13th, but I think it got kicked back to the 20th. Could be wrong, could be right, but it's called Things. We're not going to be able to hear that one today because we're doing it early, but we're going to hear one or two of her songs. Hadley Joe, she'll be on with us for about 10 minutes, and she's got a special friend. It's called her dog, and has to be with her 24/7, and we'll explain why. When Hadley joins us. But the number is 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. I'm not going to do Name That Animal Sound this hour because Hadley's joining us, but I'm going to give you a trivia question. And if you can get it right, what we're going to do is send you something of your choice. So you can go with the SCOE 10X if you have not won it before. You can go with the Good Pets Foods Treats supplements for your dog, or you can go with the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets in orange, black, or red. And we do have a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood, and we have the Playing Possum, How Animals Understand Death. If you can tell us which pet can rotate its ears nearly 180 degrees, which pet can rotate its ears nearly 180 degrees. 818-818-6401. If you know the answer to that trivia question, pick up the phone and give us a call. Which pet can rotate its ears nearly 180 degrees? I think that's kind of easy. First of all, it rounds it off, so you know it's a pet.
An owl.
That's not a pet.
They don't have ears.
That's what I was going to say. You know it's not a bird.
Yay. Darla wants to hear Ben, so you're going to have to look up that song for her to close the show with. So, Ben. By Michael Jackson. Because we were talking about rats.
I know, but I'm saying, can we even play it on there?
Oh, good. Yeah. I will.
Okay.
818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, that's the number to call if you know what pet we are talking about. But they're able to rotate their ears nearly 180 degrees. Remember, it's a pet. 818-818-6401. Can you rotate your ears 180 degrees?
No, but I can rotate my head 360 degrees.
I bet you can, Linda Blair.
What if I'm angry enough?
I'll call her right now and I'll say, Linda,
I think that your head would snap off.
Well, we're going to go out to Jason in Oregon. Jason, you think you know what pet can rotate its ears nearly 180 degrees. What do you think it is?
I'm just going to take a guess and say a horse.
A horse.
That's a good guess.
Let the games begin.
Wrong button. So
missed it by that much.
That's the right button. You missed it.
Missed it. Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good
for
guess,
calling.
Though.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, but it's the ears. What? I mean, they got good ears, though. I mean, one of my favorite animals. One of my favorite pets. 818-818-6401. Do you know what it is? 818-818-6401. You're saying yes. Your lips are saying yes, but your eyes are saying, I have no idea.
No, that's just what I look like.
Oh. It's just your face, John.
That's just what I look like.
Oh, I won't go down that road. Jan in Oregon. Hey, Jan, what creature do you think it is? What pet do you think it is that can rotate their ears 180 degrees?
I think it's a donkey.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Sorry, Jan. It's not a donkey.
All right.
I good guess, Jan. Horse, donkey. Yeah, think smaller. 818-818-6401. What pet?
That's more of a common pet.
P-E-T.
Right?
What pet?
Donkeys and horses are pets.
Can rotate.
They are, but he means
well, they
house
are,
pet.
But yeah.
House pet, yeah.
Although, I mean, I've interviewed some people with horses in their living room.
The little ones? I won't.
No, the big ones.
Oh.
Which pet can rotate its ears nearly 180 degrees? Dina out in Oregon. Hey, Dina, how are you? Oh, you're in Virginia. I'm sorry. Dina in Virginia. Hi, Dina.
Hello.
What pet do you think it is that can rotate their ears 180 degrees?
Is it a cat?
Congratulations. You are right. And we went from big to small. So, Dina, what do you want to go with? Something you haven't won before. We've got the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have the CD from Gino Sassani, In Cold Blood, about reptiles. We have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods, your dog treat supplements. I have the SCOE 10X. I don't know if you've won that before. And we do have also the book Playing Possum, How Animals Understand Death. And we do have from Silly Beads by Kayla. We have, if you're into country music, the Morgan Wallen keychain. We have the Starbucks handle. We have the Kansas City ink pen.
I like the book Playing Possum.
You got possum coming out to you.
Thank
you so much,
Dina.
So much. Hold on. I know I've got your address, but hold on, because give it to Sydney just in case, and I will send you out Playing Possum. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling.
How Animals Understand Death by Susanna Manso. So, looks like an interesting book, actually.
Mm-hmm.
818-818-6401 coming up is Hadley Joe. Country artist, we're going to find out about what the story is between her and her dog. This is Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
If you struggle to keep up with conversations, if you have trouble hearing the TV or radio or in restaurants, Audion Hearing Aids wants you to hear better, because when you hear better, you're going to feel better. There are over 500,000 very happy Audion hearing aid customers. They're happy because they now live a better life. And they live a better life because they hear better. And they hear better because they purchased a full pair of Audion Atom 2s for only $189. Audion was rated in the best OTC hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. You trust USA Today, so you can trust Audion. The Atom 2 is so tiny, nearly invisible, but they've got great sound quality. And did we mention only $189 for a full pair? Shipping is free, and you get a 45-day money-back guarantee. So easy to order. Call Audion. Call 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607.
Turtles have survived for about 220 million years, but conservationists warn their future is increasingly uncertain. On May 23rd, American Tortoise Rescue will celebrate the 26th annual World Turtle Day, a global effort encouraging people to learn about and protect turtles and tortoises and their habitats. Scientists estimate that about 61% of turtle species are threatened or already extinct due to smuggling, the pet and food trades, habitat destruction, and climate change. The awareness campaign was created in 2000 by Susan Tellum and Marshall Thompson to inspire conservation action. The event has grown worldwide, reaching more than 100 million people in nearly 70 countries in 2025. For 2026, organizers are launching a redesigned website, new educational resources, and expanded outreach efforts. The group has also relocated nearly 100 rescued turtles and tortoises from its sanctuary to Turtle and Tortoise Rescue of Arroyo Grande to provide more space and long-term care. Supporters are encouraged to participate by hosting events, sharing selfies, there we go, it says shelfies, not selfies, and advocating for stronger protection to help ensure these ancient animals for generations to come. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That is Mirrors and Smoke by Hadley Joe. Hadley Joe, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's great to have you on the air with us. I'm doing good. I want to introduce you to Jasmine and Lexi here in the studio.
Hi.
Hi.
And then, of course, all of America out there that's tuned in right now all across the country. And so I can't believe you're 18 years old. 18, and you've already gotten, I don't know how many songs out there, but we have a bunch of them already downloaded here. So 18 years old. When did you start singing? How old were you?
I've always been around music my entire life. My dad is actually a musician, so I grew up being in the music world. But when I was 7 years old, I started taking vocal lessons and got my first guitar, learned a couple chords. My fingers got sore. I started getting calluses, and I was like, this is not for me. And so I did dance for a while, and then I ended up getting injured in 2020. And so then I picked up music again as my physical therapy and have stuck with it ever since. And here we are.
So that is your current single, Mirrors and Smoke. But you mentioned guitar, but I understand that you're pretty diverse. You play a lot of different instruments, don't you?
I do. I play 5 instruments.
Wow. That's 5 more than I can. Congratulations on that. But I want to ask you, you have a new single coming out, and it's called Things. Is that coming out on the 13th or the 20th? Because I had 2 dates, and I'm not sure which one.
Yes, it's coming out on March 20th.
Okay, March 20th. That's right after my birthday. So.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. But we have to get your EP when your whole album comes out. I want to bring you back on at that time as well and talk about your album. But I do have to ask you, before we get into a little bit more in the conversation about you and your dog, what out of the songs that you have out so far, besides Mirror and Smoke, what is one of your favorite ones that you've sang?
I would probably have to go with This Old Guitar. I was 12 years old when I wrote that song, and it's very near and dear to my heart, and I feel like it kind of kick-started my career, and it was one of the very first songs I ever recorded. It was one of the very first songs I ever released, and it was the very first song I ever got to make a music video to. So it was all kind of full circle moments for me, and so I've written a lot of songs and released quite a few songs, but I think that This Old Guitar will always hold that special place.
And this is some of it of what it sounds like, Lexi?
Said this old guitar wouldn't take me places, but this old guitar's been all over West Texas. It's been in bars, it's been in cars, broke some hearts and healed some scars. This old guitar. They said this old.
That's a great song, by the way. I'm totally into that song. I don't know why it hit me like on the inside as well as, you know, by my ears listening to it, but it's a very emotional song.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, I love your music. I love your voice. We've had a lot of people come to think of it. We had many people on from The Voice and also from American Idol onto the show, but you're 18 years old and you haven't been on one of those shows, have you?
No, I have not.
Well, you know, it's your trajectory is just amazing at your age, not having, you know, the advantage of being on one of those TV shows, because it kind of catapults a lot of those artists as well. But one thing that I wanted to talk to you about, Hadley Joe, was that you also have a medical alert dog. Can you let our audience know why?
Yes, I have a medical alert dog. Her name is Lucy. I was born with a genetic disorder that is causing major components of my immune system to not work. And so I've been taking plasma treatments that work as my quote-unquote prosthetic immune system for the past 10 years. And sometimes from the plasma treatments, your body really accepts the antibodies or it tries to fight them off. And so from that, you can sometimes get debilitating migraines. I do. And so they were getting so bad at one point to where I would forget who I was, where I was at, and I would just go into this haze. Well, then we ended up getting Lucy, and she can detect 30 minutes, an hour, sometimes even 2 hours before a headache hits, and I can take my medicine, and it'll either not hit at all or just hit as a normal headache. And then also, she can also sense whenever somebody around me is sick, and she won't let them get within a certain amount of distance between me and that person because I am very susceptible to get an illness if they were to have that. So she's kind of my sidekick and goes everywhere with me.
That's amazing, and it's amazing what animals can do for us and the way they can detect things. What is your Instagram account? Because I know you've got, I'm looking at it right now, actually, but what is it so America knows if they want to check out Lucy and you?
Yes. So my Instagram is Hadley Joe Music, H-A-D-L-I-E-J-O Music. And then Lucy has an Instagram as well that's all the adventures that she goes on with me. And hers is Lucy Jean, the service dog.
Lucy Jean, the service dog, or Hadley Joe Music. That's your Instagram, so people can check it out.
Correct.
Or Lucy's. You know, at just 18 years old, you've already performed on Grand Ole Opry and even had a song cut by Vince Gill. Now, I understand that you're also a songwriter as well as, you know, a singer. So a lot of the different experiences have navigated your life with your rare medical condition. And did they influence your stories and your music, those conditions, the things you've gone through?
Absolutely. Being in dance and everything, too, I think that really helped with the performance side of things, with the timing and the costumes and the makeup and all the glitz and glamour. But then on the flip side of that, you know, my medical conditions, they really do help because I've never known a different life because I was born with this. So my normal is different to everybody else's normal. But really, in, you know, who gets to classify what normal is? So I definitely think that living my life with my story, that a lot of my songs have come from the things that I've endured.
So your new song, your new single, comes out on March 20th. It's called Things. And when is your album coming out, your next album?
So we're still working on that right now. So far, all that I can really tell you is that we are working on releasing singles every 6 weeks. So I'll have one coming out on March 20th and then one coming out around Mother's Day. So be on the lookout for that one. But I will definitely announce it all over social media whenever I do have my EP coming out. But we have not made it to that step just yet.
Well, you let me know when that's coming out because we'll have you back on. But we're going to say goodbye in this spotlight interview of Hadley Joe with your song Simple Enough. So this is that song. And Hadley Joe, I want to thank you for joining us. I know it goes by quick, but when your album comes back on, we'll have you on a little bit longer. I love your voice. You got a new fan and us here in the studio and all the people listening across America. Hadley Joe, thanks for joining us here on Talking Pets.
Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Gotta play to win. Don't cry if you lose. You can't change your luck, but you can sure try to. Don't try too hard, but don't give up. You gotta learn to let go. Simple enough.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free, The consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just bake cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan-favorite cheddar or our bold new six-pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat, 10% off your first order at HarmonyCheese.com with the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. Our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation. Share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRN Talk.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. Again, that's 800-218-4909.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
D. The AKC Humane Fund is now accepting nominations for the 2026 AKC Humane Fund Awards for Canine Excellence, otherwise known as ACE, which honor dogs that make meaningful contributions to individuals and communities. Here's a thought. Hadley Joe and her dog Lucy. Could be a good nomination, guys. Building on last year's success, the 2026 awards again feature expanded categories, including teams, search and rescue, disaster response, and search and rescue human detection. Since launching in 2000, the program has recognized more than 130 exceptional dogs. Past winners have included comfort dogs serving wildlife, wildfire affected communities, and detection dogs protecting vital resources like bee populations. Award categories include uniformed service canine, exemplary companion, think again, Hadley Joe and her dog Lucy, you just heard her in the interview, also search and rescue, therapy dog, service dog, and teams. Winners will be announced at the end of 2026, featured on AKC Good Dog TV, and receive a medallion plus $1,000 to donate to a pet-related charity of your choice. Nominations are open to the public and must include a photo and a 500-word description of the dog's achievements. Submissions will be accepted through July 1st, 2026. Visit akchumanefund.org. And also visit TalkinPets.com for this story and more. And join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Wow! I feel good. Super fly, super good. Shoulda, coulda, knew I would. Super fly, super fresh. Well, that's your mama, she's impressed. Super fly.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm your rapper, John.
His backup, Jasmine, the dog trainer.
And I'm the DJ. Lexi.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So Matt says on our at Talkin' Pets Radio, our Facebook Live, we were just talking before that story with Hadley Joe. She's a country singer and 18 years old. Amazing story. She's got a dog named Lucy because of her illness, which is otherwise known as Zebra.
I'm sorry. She loves it so much.
I know. She keeps that on, like, turning around.
I know. She wants me to do it, but it sounds like she hates it.
That's my cat talking.
He loves when I
so
scratch
you,
her booty.
So you think Talkin' Pets? That's her. That's...
I love when I get her.
That's Shadow, my black cat. So Matt said, hey, Hadley Joe, awesome. You're on the show. You opened with Scotty McCreery, which she did from American Idol. I'll leave the rest on my talents that he said after that. Thank you, Matt.
She didn't like that.
So, but your pup Lucy is a gift from God, Hadley Joe. Awesome story. So that was from Matt. And... Ruckus Man likes Shadow. Yeah, that's my cat talking.
Yeah, he's got cats.
You gonna talk to her again?
No, she just scratched me.
Ruckus has cats.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't like when I scratch the side. She only wants it right at the base of the tail.
Yep.
If I touch her anywhere else, she gets very angry at me and gives me the evil eye.
That's Shadow.
Go away now.
She's...
Stop staring at me. You're going to attack me.
So make sure that you go. If you want to check out Hadley Joe, you can just find her on Spotify and everywhere else where music is. Her newest song is Mirrors and Smoke. And I really did like the guitar song. I like that one a lot. And she said that was her first one.
She was 12 when she wrote it.
You heard my song, right?
Yes.
Okay. Saying Goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we played that a couple times on the show. And it takes a lot to write. It's hard to write. You got to kind of be in the right frame of mind and everything. And I'm sure, you know, if I had more time with Hadley, I would have asked her that question. But her new song, again, called Things. It comes out on March 20th, where music is, and you can find it. And she'll be joining us, and we're now a fan of Hadley Joe. Hopefully she's a fan of us as well. And but you can check her out on Instagram as well, Hadley Joe Music. And it's H-A-D-L-I-E-J-O Music. So that's where you can find her, Hadley Joe. So as we close out this hour of Talkin' Pets, you know, I said about those awards and everything like that. That's kind of cool. I used to do an award show in Los Angeles called the Genesis Awards.
Okay.
And a very dear friend of mine up there in the picture with me, so you guys see her, she started it, the award show, and it was called the Genesis Awards. I met Gretchen and Gretchen Weiler, and I met her and we became friends, and then I started doing my show from her award show.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, Gretchen put
right there.
You ever watch the Golden Globes?
Mm. Well, yeah, maybe once or twice.
At the Hilton, that's where this show, the Genesis Awards, were at. It was the same room as the Golden Globes, everything. Movie stars, television stars, singers, they were all there. I met Prince there, a whole bunch of people throughout time. Like, everyone from A actors to D actors. And but they were all people, and even reporters, that did good messages, the movie did good things for animals, in the message that it entailed. And they would receive awards. And I got to meet, a lot of fascinating people. Just an amazing time. But then when Gretchen died of cancer, the HSUS took it over, and I kind of got fizzled out through the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it was Gretchen was the one that started it, loved doing it, and I'll shut up now because this is dedicated to Darla. This is Ben, the song you wanted to hear. For this hour of Talkin' Pets, John Patch,
Jasmine the dog trainer, Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye, and this is Ben. Don't forget, you can get a rat as a pet. It's what this song is about.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.
Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions. We'll take your comments and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Scoey Tenex. I personally endorse this, and I wouldn't if it didn't work, but I know it works, and the doctors and trainers on the show know it works as well. It's called SCOE 10X, and it's an odor eliminator, and it will take out urine, feces, vomit, skunk, mold, whatever you have, and you can only get it on their website at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. I recommend you get it now and keep it in the house. Also, don't forget, Good Pets Foods, they have supplement treats for your dogs. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And join me departing September 30th of this year to go to Italy. So, if you go, I go. And it's on Colette Tours. The number, 800-581-8942, booking number 1382009. Have the destination of your life, Italy. That's what I'm looking forward to. And you can check it out at TalkinPets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Is it the autumn leaves that change, or the snow that flows from the sky? What is time? Is it the air we breathe, or the wind that teach a newborn bird to fly?
This is Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
It's time, spring ahead, but it's also time to call 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you, of course, about your pets. So pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. That is the number. Why, Lexi, do you look like you want to say something?
This is my first Sunday off in a couple, a while, a few months, pretty much. And I'm so excited.
And you're losing an hour of sleep.
Oh, my
but
God,
I'm
yeah.
glad I don't have to wake up, because I've had to go to clinical, and I've had to get up at like 5:30. And getting up at 5:30 when it was 4:30 is rough.
Oh, it is
so rough. And it's terrible, but I don't have to do it tomorrow, and I'm so excited. And instead, I get to see capybaras.
Yeah. See, that was
carboneras.
That was a day you should have like slept in and relaxed.
I will sleep in tomorrow. I don't have to be there till 1:30.
Oh, that's not bad. Until the kids come and jump on you.
No, my children sleep in later than I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my daughter especially.
That's good.
Yeah. So, what's new? How's the pets doing at the house?
I will be done with nursing school on the 21st. That's what's new. I have 2 weeks left, and I've never been so excited in my entire life to be done with something.
Congratulations.
I will be turning a year older on the 17th.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks.
On the 17th? Are you having a party?
No.
You should have a party.
What's new with you?
Let's throw a surprise party for John at his house.
Thanks. I bet you're all going to leave and left me to clean up, too,
parties. We're going to get giant balloons with his age and put them in the front yard.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, okay. Shovels right next so you can bury me, too.
I don't want to pet you.
Wait, what did you ask me? Sorry, I was running with that.
Well, I want to ask you, what is, to even everybody out there listening, what is the weirdest pet names that you've ever heard?
Like for actual pets or pet names?
Pets.
Okay.
No, my pet name for you, Jasmine. I won't say that on the air.
Strangest pet names. I don't know.
My dog's name is Richard. People thought that was weird.
No, I think that's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know why.
Was he a wiener dog?
No.
Oh.
No. No. Her mom has a wiener.
Mom has a wiener dog. Its name is Rosie.
Okay.
But I think when you give pets names, real names, like people names, I think that's kind of...
I've worked with a dog named Sarah before.
Farah?
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. I thought yeah. Farah. I loved Farah no, Fawcett when I was young.
Susie, Sarah.
A lot of people have a dog named Lexi. I get that
yeah.
a lot.
Oh, yeah. They're usually German Shepherds,
a lot,
too.
Where I'll tell
They're
people.
Usually German Shepherds.
Yeah, I'll tell people. I'll be like, oh, my name's Lexi. And they're like, oh, I have a dog named Lexi. And it's like, perfect.
I had a client name their dog after me.
Jasmine's not a bad dog.
Oh, I had a friend actually name their dog after me, too. He calls the dog Patch.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Well, that's different than calling it John.
No, Patch ain't bad.
John.
Thanks. My mom named me after a urinal. I'm so proud.
Let's
or
see.
Or underwear. Long
time. I'm just trying. I don't think.
Oh, thanks.
I think I'm desensitized
like
to weird names yeah. for yeah. animals because I've seen a lot of very strange animal names.
My dog's name is Wednesday. People think that that's weird until I really explain
yeah. well,
it to them.
Yeah, because the last name is Adams. I think that's kind of cool.
People don't know that at first, though, and it's like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, my dog's name is Wednesday, and they're like, oh, and they're not even thinking
no.
like that
you
at all.
Know.
They're just thinking the day of the week. And
right.
then once I'm like, my last name's Adams, they're like, oh, like the Adams family. And it's
yeah.
like, yes.
So what do you think, actually? I mean, I always wondered, I always find it fascinating to think what made you want to actually name your pet that name? Like, why Richard?
Oh, he came with it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we got him.
Well, my
Richard.
Cat, my, like Winter, my white cat, came with Anastasia. That was her name. So now I made that her middle name, and her first name is Winter. Mm. So
my dog's name is Zelda, and that's not the original name I wanted to name her. She had, when she was younger, now that she's older, everything is, like, whiting out. But she had a patch around
like
her
me.
Eye. Yeah, she had a patch around her eye. So I wanted to name her Cleopatra and call her Patches for short.
Aw, like
but
me.
My daughter didn't like that.
And Manny, I'm no longer your fan.
She didn't like that, and my ex didn't like that name. So we named her Zelda after the video game. But I've had people, like my older neighbor that lived next door to me for a few years, she was like, oh, are you Russian? No, I didn't name my dog after like my Russian great aunt. She's just Zelda after a video game.
So here's a new one. In the political world, if you were going to vote for an animal in politics, what animal would you put in there?
Wait. In politics to do what?
A dolphin.
Like say mayor or whatever.
A dolphin.
I mean, like what do you think would be a good animal to be? A politician.
An elephant.
A dolphin.
For a politician?
They are smart. A whale, too.
You think,
listen.
Wait, you think politicians are smart? No.
No, that's why I want someone smart.
Well, okay, I can see that road. I would probably go with a hyena.
Hyena? We already have hyenas in there.
exactly. They're loud, obnoxious.
We already have a lot of cackling hyenas.
And they kill for fun of it.
How would that be? Never mind.
Yeah. No. I know several politicians. You go in one way, but you don't come out that same way.
That's what she said.
All right. 818-818-6401.
Talking Pets Radio after dark.
Yeah.
The sun's down.
It always
down,
tells our
guys.
Last hour. 818-818-6401. Did you pick an animal?
What?
She said elephant.
You said elephant?
Yeah.
Okay.
This time next week it'll be
because they're intelligent, they're family oriented, and even when they're older, they still have good common sense.
And they're afraid of mice. 818-818.
You would be too if they ran up your trunk.
6401. No, rats. Not a mouse. Pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
It's time.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-581-581. 1-800-926-7933. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-581-7933. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-581-7933. This advertisement was paid partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Hi friends, this is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Several conservation groups have filed a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management, challenging newly finalized federal plans governing greater sage-grouse habitats across 71 million acres of public land in the 9 western states. The lawsuit argues that Trump administration's December plans weakened key protection establishments in 2015 to prevent the greater sage-grouse from being listed as endangered. Conservationists claim a new rules strip safety guards on millions of acres of prime habitat and open more land to oil and gas drilling, mining, livestock grazing, and other developmental activities. Filed in U.S. District Court in Montana, the suit alleges the plan violates federal law by ignoring scientific evidence showing that industrial development contributes to sage-grouse population declines. The challenges also give states more authority to limit federal protection, even if bird populations or habitats decline significantly. Advocacy groups say the rollback removes protections from 11 million acres of priority habitats, weakens buffer zones around mating grounds known as leeks, eliminates habitat migration requirements for developers, and reduces safeguards designed to detect population declines early. Scientists have warned that many sage-grouse breeding sites face a 50% chance of disappearing over the next several decades if current conditions persist. Conservationists argue the new plans will further accelerate habitat loss for the iconic western bird and other wildlife that depend on sagebrush ecosystems. This marks the second legal challenge to Trump-era sage-grouse policy changes, following a 2019 rollback that was later ruled illegal by a federal judge. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talking Pets. I'm Lexi Adams.
Blind, I can't seem to tell me what I need to get right. Your eyes, they can't seem to understand what I've realized. This isn't just a dream stuck on a bed, repeat, fighting the air to breathe. You can't touch me now.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So, by the way, Leva, if you're still there, Sydney says call. She would never ignore you. Just wanted to let you know, Leva. We want to hear from you guys. So that means pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name what creature this is that makes this sound, you can win a prize. And on this one, I'm going to give a bottle of SCOE 10X away, the ultimate odor eliminator. If you've won it before in your household, you can't win again. But if you haven't won it, and we know, then you can go with the SCOE 10X. The odor eliminator, definitely want it. I've used it many times. And Darla said, by the way, on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, no G in the talkin', it's good to put in your shoes. So, and it is. I put it down my garbage disposal. Anyway, so if you can name this creature, you're going to get a bottle of SCOE 10X. So, this is it. I've heard that.
Yeah, when you pet Shadow. When you scratch Shadow's butt.
Yeah, really. It's not Shadow. It's not my cat. So what creature makes that noise? If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Wow. Okay. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401 if you can name what creature makes that sound. I'm going to try not to say the creature, but I'm going to tell you a story. So, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm sleeping. I hear a tap. What I thought woke me up, it was a tap on my window.
Huh?
And it was like tap, tap, tap. And I'm like, I got a security thing around my house. And it was like, what is that? And then my light went on. My security lights went on. And I'm like, all right. That got
Bigfoot.
That got me out of bed. Then the next thing I know, all my chickens are going insane. Like literally flapping all around the pen inside and screaming. And I'm like, what is it? And then all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm looking out through the window to see if I see anything moving. And there it is.
No.
This thing, I'm not going to say what it was, because it's the answer to the animal sound. But this thing, big, came up to the chicken coop, and I'm not kidding, not even exaggerating, had its paws on the lock
of the coop.
And had it on the lock, as if it was trying to open the lock, and that was it. That was it. I ran out. I'm out there in my shorts and a flashlight. And this thing looked at me and ran so fast. But I just found out that they can remember a solution to tasks for up to 3 years.
Oh, wow. So if it's what I'm thinking that it is that you're saying, you need to be very careful, because in Hernando County, which is a county in Florida, there is a rabies outbreak.
Yeah.
It's like a big thing right now. So.
And you do got to be careful no matter where you are in the country listening, that rabies is you definitely don't want it. And there's been a rise in rabies across the country. Mm-hmm. So you got to be very careful on that. But now that you localized it, I do want to say that my movie that I was in, Velvet Hammer, that we saw the screening of, I don't know, when was that? Last year?
It was last year.
And, well, now it's out at the local theater, West Shore Theater. Anybody listening in Tampa Bay, go see it. It's at 9 o'clock tonight, please, Eastern Time. Just want to put that little plug out there. But if you know what creature this is, what is it? 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Pennsylvania, my home state where I grew up, and Darla. Hey, Darla, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. Nice to hear from you. All is well?
Pretty well.
No. Yeah.
I think it's a raccoon. I think it's a raccoon.
Good job, Darla.
Congratulations. So what made you think that it was a raccoon?
I was being out at night. I mean, it just sounded like a raccoon.
You know, that's a good point, because like Lexi said about rabies with raccoons, if you see them out during the day, I would walk away, because they're nocturnal creatures.
Yes, they are.
And if they're out during the day, there's a good chance they could have rabies. What do you want to go with that you haven't won before, Darla? Oh, you're getting the Scoey Tenex. Right, I said I was giving that away. Did you get Scoey Tenex before?
I got it in the past when I lived at home, but I got to live in a nursing home now. I can't use it, so...
No, they won't deliver there, or they won't get it there.
No.
All right, do you want to pass it on?
Yeah.
Or I can send you a book, Animal Fairy Tales, Touch of Love.
That'd be good. Okay, I'll take the book.
You got the book coming out to you. Hold on, Darla. We'll get your address there, and we'll send that out to you. And it was a raccoon. This is Talking Pets. On that note, I still want to give a bottle of Scoey 10X away. So whoever calls in and Sydney answers that line, you get a bottle of Scoey 10X. Compliments of Darla and the show Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
I'm Ron Seggi, inviting you to join me Saturday night, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio. My guest this week, country music legend Tim McGraw. From CBS News, Leslie Stahl. Actor James Wilder. From the group Yes, Rick Wakeman. With a book about fear of flying, Captain Ron Nielsen. Comedian Jeff Allen, the star of the TV show Renegade Repos, Ken Gage. Saturday nights, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called Scoey 10X, and that's SCOE10X. the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued emergency use authorization, EUAs, allowing the use of NexGard, a foxolaner chewables for treating New World screwworms, NWS infestations in dogs and puppies, and NexGard combo. Now that is a solution that's used in cats and kittens. The authorizations permit veterinarians to dispense these products during the public health emergency period. NWS is a parasitic fly whose larvae can cause severe tissue damage when they infest open wounds. Although the parasite is not currently present in the United States, recent cases have been confirmed in livestock in northern Mexico, prompting federal preparedness efforts. Preparedness isn't optional when it comes to emerging animal health threats, says Daniel Watkins, head of U.S. Pet of Boehringer Ingelheim, in a statement. Now, readiness matters. These authorizations ensure veterinarians have access to treatment options the moment they are needed. We appreciate FDA's leadership in strengthening U.S. preparedness and helping protect the animals who rely on us. Steve Masmith, Executive Director, Pet Veterinary Technical Services, noted that screwworm infestations can escalate quickly, and treatment delays put animals at real risk. He emphasized the importance of having authorized treatment options available and maintaining a routine flea and tick control. Both products are authorized to be dispensed only by or on the order of a licensed vet. Remember, screwworms, if you want maggots coming out of a wound, you definitely want to get your pet treated. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Around the world are transforming the way visitors experience wildlife. Several major projects opening in 2026 will feature larger, more natural habitats designed to better replicate the environments animals experience in the wild. These immersive exhibits allow animals more space to roam and provide enrichment that encourages natural behaviors. Visitors, meanwhile, can learn about wildlife conservation while experiencing animals in settings that look and feel closer to their natural homes. Zoo officials say these projects are part of a growing movement in modern animal care that focuses on both animal welfare and public education. By combining conservation research, and immersive exhibits, zoos hope to inspire the next generation of wildlife protectors. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Come on, get on up. We're wild and we can't be tamed. And we're turning the floor into a zoo.
Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
You saw this movie, right?
Yeah, it was so cute.
You really liked it.
I loved
Zootopia?
It. Two. It's yeah. The second one.
I didn't see either.
You know, I didn't...
It was so cute.
I have it on my TV, and I fell asleep. I was tired. I mean, I literally fell asleep in the first, 10 minutes, only because I was exhausted. But I do want to watch it, because I love the first one.
It's right there with it.
Really?
Surprising. You never know with the second one or whatever, but they're doing a good job at, maintaining what it is.
I just hope that...
But I like the people. I like the dude that plays Nick Wilde, the fox, and I like the person that plays Judy Hopps. I think they're both good in other things as well, so they're doing well in this.
I just hope the theaters keep going, because there's all this talk going around that, movie theaters may become extinct one day, and then now they're trying to make it that you have to pay for your seat... based on where it is in the theater separately. So if you have a really good seat, it's going to be more expensive than the other seats. I think that's wrong.
Yeah, assigned seats.
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess they're trying to make money or something.
The fun part of going to the movies is picking where you're going to sit.
Right.
Yeah.
But
now you get to pick it on the screen. You do get to pick where you sit.
Yeah, but they want to put a price on it.
Yeah, because most of the seats now recline and are super nice and comfy, cozy.
Yeah, but I still don't,
You have to, put a price on a seat when you buy a ticket anyway. That's your price of the seat.
But you got to remember, though, that movie theaters only make about 1% of what, they don't make any money off the movies. They make it off of their popcorn, their sodas. That's the only, when movies are in theaters, the theaters don't make any money on it.
Yeah.
They make their money on the refreshment stand. That's how they survive, movie theaters.
I go to
but
my
the
tiny
movie company,
local one.
You know, for the movie, they got to pay all the actors and everything else, and that's why they're trying to. So maybe with the seat thing, maybe that actually is going, I guess, to maybe the theaters, and that's how they're trying to increase their takes. Maybe less people are buying popcorn and soda. And
it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
We have a nice little local theater. It's Cinema 6. Shout out to my Cinema 6. It's great. There's 6 theaters. They have gotten it really updated, and now they even have an arcade that has a taps, which is super cool. Alcohol and tap. All different kinds of alcohol.
And you're Shore, yeah.
Yeah, it's so neat. And you'll get a card.
I'll give them my money, but not for food.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's a cute little local thing.
I went to one of those movies one time, years ago, when it opened up, when they started doing you can drink alcohol at a movie. Mm-hmm. So my friend and I went and probably had 3 drinks each. When you sit there for a 2-hour movie and just drink and you don't get up at all, because I didn't get up, he got the drinks
by
and everything.
The time you stood up.
I stood up, I went down.
Oh,
I was I was drunk. I mean, I guess you don't realize it when you're just sitting in the same spot that it affects you as bad as it does.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that one. But here's a trivia question for you. And if you can get this right, we're going to send out to you, I'll give you your choice, a bottle of SCOE 10X, as long as you've never won it before. You can go with the odor eliminator, or you can go with Good Pets Foods treats for your dogs. And these are treat supplements, and we're sending you the Hip and Joint, the Daily Probiotic, and the Daily Multivitamin to try. And if you can answer this trivia question, what is the only mammal capable of true flight? Now, remember, it's a mammal, and it's capable of true flight. So it's a mammal that flies. What is it? Yeah, that's my cat. That that's Summer. Summer
like,
snores.
What is that noise? It sounds like somebody's kind of like
now,
whispering in my ear.
I heard it before, and I looked over, and it's. I kind of knew she had to be there. You know, she's sitting on her cat tree, and she snores.
She needs a little kitty CPAP.
Yeah, she snores really loud.
It's but super loud.
That's the question. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? It's kind of easy when you think about
a penguin.
It. So what is it? And we'll send you a choice, SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator or the Good Pets Foods Multivitamins and All Hip and Joint Plus for your dog's treat supplements. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? If you know that answer, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401.
Rabbit Rescue expanding to meet growing demand. Reporting for Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer. A Connecticut Rabbit Rescue is expanding its facility as demand for help continues to grow. Every Bunny Counts Rabbit Rescue plans to double the size of its shelter from 2,500 to 25,000 square feet. The expansion will include a nursery, medical isolation areas, emergency intake space, and even a hydroponic herb garden to help feed the rabbits. The organization currently cares for nearly 70 rabbits and has received more than 300 surrender requests this year alone. Rescue leaders say many rabbits are surrendered after holidays like Easter when families realize the commitment required to care for them properly. The new facility will allow the organization to help more rabbits find safe homes while also educating the public about responsible pet ownership. For Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
You know, that's another thing with rabbits. They are in that circle of pets. I mean, a lot of people have them. I mean, our good friend of the show, Bob Barker from The Price is Right, had rabbits. He loved them. And he let them roam all around his house. And they were litter box trained, and you can train a rabbit to use the litter box.
I know, you know, I had rabbits.
My dad.
And they, well, I had, you know, not anymore. But I litter box trained them, and they could roam around my house and everything. I would give them baths. And
the only thing you got to be careful with a rabbit, though, is they like to chew. So they,
well, yeah, you have to, you know,
like wires and stuff.
Yeah, you have to make sure that you keep.
Did you ever see that movie, Christmas Vacation or whatever? When the rabbit was,
that was
no, it was
cat.
A cat. The cat chewed through the Christmas wires
and died.
Yeah, underneath the chair.
Yeah,
there's just a big burn mark of a cat.
One of the rabbits that I, all of them were rescues because people do get rabbits and don't consider the commitment. They're like having a dog. They need attention. They need interaction. They're social creatures.
That's the same thing with birds, with parrots. They have to be 90% of your time has to be with them.
One of the rabbits that I rescued, her name was Angel, and she was not an angel. She was dumped at my job, and they were like, hey, Jasmine already has a rabbit. You should take it home.
You know that Lucifer used to be an angel, too.
Yeah. Well, Angel, she had, like, crazy eyes. She had, like, her eyes were not, like...
Demon bunny?
Yeah.
I said she was a demon bunny.
They were kooky. And then she had this crazy little afro, and she knew how to break out of a cage. So we would open the door to my daughter's room, and you'd hear her scurrying because she was, like, in the closet. So she destroyed, like, a bunch of my daughter's shoes, books.
Well, the thing is, too, you can't keep a rabbit outside in the cold because even though they're an outside animal,
these are domestic
they burrow.
Bunnies. No, but these are domestic bunnies. They're not meant to live outside.
Right. And the thing, but that's any kind of rabbit, though, too. Even wild rabbits, you need to have some kind of a bedding and something to keep them warm because they will freeze because they're used to going down into their burrows, and that's how they survive. So up north, you know, listening to us up there, and big shout-out to John, by the way, WEEU in Philadelphia, Reading. Hi, guy. Thanks for coming on to the show. And I do want to say before we go out to the break, trivia question still out there. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? Think night. Flight night. Think this is a mammal that comes out at night. True flight. What is it? 818-818-6401. That's the trivia question. Congratulations to Catherine out there in San Diego, California. She got the pay it forward, so you're going to love the SCOE 10X. And and the trivia question's out there. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? They come out at night. What is it? 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Come on, keep it up. It's fun if you're down to play. And we're turning the floor into a zoo.
dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Authorities in New Jersey shut down one of the nation's largest alleged dogfighting operations in Cumberland County, rescuing more than 100 dogs during raids at three locations. The investigation led to the arrest of eight people, including the alleged leader, Bruce Lowe Jr., who authorities say ran the operation from a compound connected to his kennel business. Officials say that the ring showed many hallmarks of organized crime, including money laundering, racketeering, and illegal gambling tied to a brutal dogfight. Investigators discovered two dead dogs in a fighting pit and dozens of injured animals with severe scarring and wounds. One rescued dog was missing a leg. The suspects face numerous charges, including racketeering, conspiracy, money laundering, and multiple dogfighting and animal cruelty offenses. Authorities say businesses connected to the operation, including a kennel and a construction company, are also facing charges. The rescued dogs have been moved to a secure, undisclosed location where they are receiving veterinary care and rehabilitation while the case moves forward in court. For more information, visit animalvictory.org. Visit talkinpets.com for more news like this and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Lock them up. Lock them up. Today, lock up them up. Lock them up, there is no other way. Lock up the traitor, the spy and the crook, the man behind the curtain and the money that he took. Put them all in prison on an island far away. Give us hope and trust, we can have a better day. Lock them up. Lock them up.
Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer. Lexi Adam.
Give us a call, 818-818-6401. The trivia is still out there. What is the only mammal capable of true flight? I said they come out at night. Think Dracula.
Drink Dracula.
Well, you know, drink blood. Think Dracula. 818-818-6401. You got a choice of SCOE 10X if you haven't won it before. Or, that's the odor eliminator, of course. Or you can go with Good Pets Foods, the Hip and Joint Plus, the daily probiotic, and the multivitamin treat supplements for your dogs. 818-818-6401. So Matt wanted to know, Talk of Pets Radio World, need an assist. We, the organization work for, is creating a mascot, a dog, who has a creative idea, a pun, a tagline, something that reflects a culture and program for adults with disabilities. Help us out. Be part of the helping me name or new mascot to be named for our Harmony Walk on March 29th. So we were sitting here during the break kind of trying to think to answer this thing. And Lexi came up, I think, with
Harmony.
Harmony. I would go with Harmony. Yeah. I think that's the best one. We couldn't think of anything else. Because of Harmony Walk.
Yeah. It's a good name for a dog.
And the dog's mascot's name is Harmony.
It's for, he said, an idea?
Yes. Or a tag. Harmony makes the world go round.
Harmony makes the world go around, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone needs harmony in their life. A pet as well as, you know.
If you could change it
What about Sunny? His idea is bright. Bright idea.
That's not bad. I like Harmony, though. I'd stick with that one. But,
Harmony is good. Sunny. Sunshine.
So, that trivia question is out there. And the Bahamas?
Huh?
Where's Ruckus at?
Oh, the Bahamas.
So Ruckus is in the Bahamas, and he said, of course, it's bats. And of course, he's right.
I told you Ruckus was going to know that.
And on behalf of
it
Ruckus,
it is pouring so hard.
Oh, my
umbrella's in the car.
Oh, is that what that is?
On behalf, not be getting through my crack. I swear.
On behalf of Ruckus, we're going to send the next person who calls, and Sydney will just answer a line. So, just tell her you want the bottle of SCOE 10X odor eliminator, or you want the treats for the dogs from Good Pets Foods. So, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, call now, and either one of those is yours, just pick, and we'll send it out to you. And thanks, Ruckus, you just won somebody something. So,
if it's getting through my windshield crack right now, I swear I'm going to cry all the way home.
Oh, my God, it's raining. You swear you guys are the Wicked Witch of the West and you're going to melt.
My car has a crack in its windshield.
Listen, my windshield wipers need to be replaced, and I didn't realize until, the rubber was falling. The rubber's falling off. So it's not swiping.
I have night vision blindness. Thank you very much, John. It's very hard for me to see at night, especially when
it's rain. You're already home. You're home.
There's somebody out there with a chainsaw to your window right now. So it's definitely going to get water in
it. We're just going to stay the night here, and we'll have a party.
Feel free. You can stay. 818-818-6401. That is the number, 818-818-6401. So call, and Sydney's just going to pick up a line, and you're going to get either SCOE 10X odor eliminator, or you're going to get the treats from Good Pets Foods. That story that I read to the gangster song, really sad that people are still doing that, dog fighting.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You know, I had heard, and I see a lot of stories come across my desk and everything, and they've been using, certain groups have been using cats now. And they throw a cat in there for the dogs to go after to teach them how to fight.
That's awful. I don't really care to know any details about it because it's very disturbing to me.
It is disturbing.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes me sad. Unless you say something about it, then you're never going to bring it to light.
No, people know. Because, I mean, it's unfortunate. I worked with a lot of dogs that were, you know, in that situation and need help, but...
Matt said Harmony could be a maybe.
Yeah, that's right. My name is Lexi Adams. You can put that on your little pamphlet that I can...
She's
pledging her car.
She's got the rights to Harmony.
She needs that tax receipt.
Yes, please.
Hey, we say goodbye for now, and spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population. John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Lexi Adams.
Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.